Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Some of you guys aren't going to like this next segment, and I think some of you guys out there need to check yourself, and I apologize to some of the real good people out there that have been pretty cool, but I think we have some, you know, some spoiled brats out there that are expecting news now to be a foghorn, right, or a loudspeaker for whatever they feel. And there are people out there that want doctors to be anti-Fauci or pro-Fauci or anti-vaccine or pro-vaccine. And, you know, for those of you new to my show, I think you guys are slowly starting to get that I see both sides of a lot of things, and I am not just right or left, or I'm not, you know, just one side of things and, you know, black-white pendulum sort of swinging. I am a doctor. And when you are a physician, right, your role and your commitment is not only to help heal, but to teach. And when you teach, you are the worst teacher in the world if you don't have your mind open to some of the new nuances in what you're teaching. So same thing with science. I couldn't be a science teacher if I'm only sticking to what I learned from the 1980s or 90s. You have to realize that you have to encompass that there's always new science. Now, history is history, and there might be interpretations of history. So maybe historians can say, look, this is what happened. It's my interpretation of it. But when you teach science and when you teach health, you need to have an open mind. So, for example, there's a TV anchor in Detroit who died. News had broke that she died a day after getting her COVID vaccine. People are mad at me that I reported that. That's not helping. That's making people scared about the vaccine. That's not helping. So are you trying to silence me? Are you trying to say that if it doesn't push your narrative, if it doesn't push what you or somebody wants, that it has to be squashed? I thought we live in a free country. Yet on the flip side, when I bring up how we might be flattening the curve, how, you know, the COVID vaccine, you know, is providing some sort of immunity. We got a little bit of bad news on the South African variant, but we are seeing some good numbers. When I bring that up, people are mad. You're pushing the vaccine. News needs to come back. We need news shows. You can have opinions, but we need news. And the one thing that I am very, very frustrated with is news took a turn, I don't know when it happened, where it became 95% opinion and 5% fact. If somebody died of the COVID vaccine, if somebody died and it wasn't attributed to the COVID vaccine, can't somebody just report that? Do we have to really silence or hide any news that doesn't fit a narrative? But that's how we all were trained. With all these news outlets that we have right now, people go to one if they want to listen to the left. People go to another if they want to listen to the right. So, yeah, there's some people out there going, wait a second. You sound pro-vaccine or you sound anti-vaccine. I don't sound any of that, okay? Just because I am reporting that there are some things going on, yeah, get your panties out of the, you know, your gluteal cleft. And just listen, all right? Or just go somewhere else. But I am not going to hide news. I'm not going to also alter any scientific opinions. If somebody wants to know why there's been a few people who have collapsed after a vaccine, and we don't have data, we don't know. I'm going to tell you, we don't know. I'm not going to make stuff up. I might give an opinion when I hear somebody collapse. I think it might have something to do with the heart. I don't know what happened to this Detroit anchor, Karen Hudson. We don't know why she died a day after her vaccine, right? We don't know. We don't know why Prince Philip is in the hospital in UK. We don't, you know, we aren't getting a lot of details on that. And I'm going to say that. We don't have a lot of details. And then I might give my opinion. But it's very frustrating, especially as we're going to move forward with, you know, reopening the economy, and there's going to be this big debacle and cluster of, you know, employers trying to figure out if they need to force vaccine or not, mandate vaccine so they don't get sued, and, you know, this whole mess. I mean, there are people that want mouthpieces that will just spew out their political side or their platform. And I'm here to tell you that this whole COVID stuff, it's not right-left. I've seen Democrats anti-mask, or pro-vaccine. I've seen Republicans pro-mask, pro-vaccine. So it's not a right-left issue. And so I kind of want to, I'm not here to retrain anybody, but I would really like some of you that have gotten so spoiled with news and just gotten on this bandwagon that any sort of show or any sort of news outlet or Google or internet search engine is supposed to just spew a certain opinion. I mean, stop that, because I think a lot of us in journalism really want to bring news back. We really do. I think it has gotten so bad with, like we just spoke about, with the whole Texas, we have people dying in Texas. We still have millions without power. We have people, you know, dying of carbon monoxide poisoning or fires. They're trying to warm up their house with their car. And what is the news about? Ted Cruz going to Mexico and now coming back. Who gives a heart and doot? I mean, Can somebody just tell us what's going on with Texas and how we can help? Well, that's not sexy. That's not a sexy topic. All right, I don't care about sexiness. When you have people dying, when you have, I mean, we have a freeze in our country right now. We have people struggling. Do we really have to make it about Republican versus Democrat senators? Now, I get there's been a lot of discussion on where we move with energy, and I think we could learn from lessons, right, based on us not being prepared from an energy grid standpoint. But do we really have to make it about politics all the time? So just, you know, if I bring up that we've made some progress with the vaccine, if I bring up somebody died possibly, you know, just back the heck off. Let me do my job. I'm a doctor. I'm here to teach. I'm here to give both sides. And if you don't like it, leave. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner Warner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got David calling from San Francisco. Hi, David. How you doing?
Well, hi, doctor. Hey, you know, I was hoping that you had some Texas. Well, actually, it's wider than Texas at this point. I'm wondering if some of your listeners aren't going through frostbite, and if you've got any advice that you could give them, before and after, or what to watch out for, things like that.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking about hypothermia, so let's get to it. David, are you feeling warm up there? How are things in San Francisco?
Well, 5 minutes ago, I had the sun coming through my window with no furnace on, and I don't want to rollick in the idea that I'm surviving when others are not. But yeah. Hey, you know, before you get into it, I know that they're you know what bag balm is?
Bag balm.
Are you familiar with bag balm?
God, I've heard it. Why, remind me what it is. Yes, I've heard of it. For some reason, I'm having a brain toot.
Well, it's sort of like Vicks, except
yes.
It's for cows. And, you know, if a cow's heavy with milk and it drags its udder across a barbed wire fence, you know, and cuts itself, by law, they can't sell that milk. And so bag balm was invented so that they would heal faster. And it's like Vicks, and it's got a stink to it so that the flies won't land on that udder and make it more infected. But it also, it seems to heal stuff. And if I remember right, it's got, you know, hydrogen peroxide's got oxygen in it. And so, if somebody was going through hypothermia, is there something topical that you could put on it that would, you know, put oxygen back into the skin?
Great question.
Like bag balm or...
Right. You would think, usually with hypothermia, we rewarm you and we got to get it from the inside. If you do sustain burns, which we're going to talk about, we do have to put topical, but we would probably be using like antibiotic creams. We would probably do similar burn care type medications that we use, like Sylvadine and other sorts of dressing changes, because many people with frostbite, they sustain burns. We actually spoke a little bit about this before, but I think it's a good topic. But you're right. Bag balm we've used for like dry skin, calluses, to try to help skin heal. And yes, there is there are certain pharmaceuticals we use to try to help the granulation. But unfortunately, for the early stages, it's more about getting the perfusion back and trying to limit some of the destruction or the necrosis from the freeze burn. But you're right. I think it's like a hydroxyquinolone sulfate. It's like an antiseptic, something like that. There's similar medical formulations. We got to be very careful about people using like super glue or Gorilla Glue or, you know, but I think, you know, like on cuts.
Why would somebody do that?
Oh, my gosh.
Is there a legend about?
Yeah, somebody used Gorilla Glue on their hair and it went through a whole big unfortunate, she needed surgery to get it out. People have been self-treating with things. I remember my father said use turpentine to heal warts on your toes. So we have to be very careful because unfortunately we don't know what applications limitations are for humans. But you're right. The bag balm concept is sometimes something that we do parallel when we do treat frostbite or, you know, hypothermic injured sort of, you know, limbs and digits. So good thoughts. So I think a lot of medicine could be cheaper if we do kind of look to some of our more, you know, I don't know, readily available products out there. But unfortunately, with medicine, everything has to be FDA approved just in case somebody has to sue, you know? And that's...
Well, you know, it's funny when you were talking about that turpentine, that was probably long before Food and Drug Administration or, you know, and so a version of turpentine from Western Oklahoma might be different than turpentine in Eastern Oklahoma, much less Pennsylvania. And so there were like regional brands or regional formulas that weren't standardized at that time.
Yep.
And so maybe a wart would work in some Persian, you know,
a regional
brand, let's say.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'll let you get on to it. I just thought you might be able to help out the poor freezing people.
Absolutely, David. Bless you. You be safe up there, all right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we spoke about hypothermia. Hypothermia is where you get a dangerous drop in your body temperature. And our bodies were endothermic, so we know how to keep ourselves warm. We have hypothalamus, we have a thyroid, we have multiple mechanisms in our body that helps keep us warm. And a lot of it has to do with our perfusion. Our blood warms our body. If we want to keep our digits warm and our ears warm, well, the way we do it is we you know, will sometimes increase perfusion, which is sometimes why you might see a little bit of like a more red nose, you know, when people are cold, kind of like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Sometimes it's the body's way of trying to hyperemic, try to increase flow. But when somebody starts to, you know, fail at maintaining the temperatures, and hypothermia, we've spoken about this, it could be 10 minutes in the cold. You don't have to be out for hours. In fact, through telemedicine, I've already been seeing patients who have been dealing with hypothermia. So it could be just a matter of minutes of you being outside in the cold, and then unfortunately your body temperature is dropping. And so we call it hypothermia clinically once you're at 95 degrees. But if your body temperature is dropping, if you're shivering, if I start to see your heart rate up, your respiratory rate up, I mean, we're gonna start treating you. We want to get you obviously out of the cold. We might see in deeper, more progressive states confusion, and unfortunately, people can, you know, go into a coma, die. So you'll see people with hypothermia sometimes very quiet. And you might think, oh, maybe they're drunk, or maybe they're just enjoying the snow. Nope, they could be hypothermic, and you got to get them inside. You got to look at their skin. Their lips may become pale, because after a while, the body's going, wait a second, all right, we're not going to get out of this cold, so we need to protect the most important organs in the body. And the most important organs in the body, although you might think you might have a different priority list, for the body, it's the heart and the brain. So in order to shunt blood to the heart and the brain, the extremities become, you know, casualties. So the tips of the ears, the fingers, and the nose can unfortunately then start being at risk for frostbite. So if you see lips become pale, if you see, you know, the skin become pale, that's a sign that the blood is trying to warm up the brain and the heart. And unfortunately, if that person doesn't get out of the cold, doesn't get warmed up, it could go into heart failure, respiratory failure, go into a coma, and die. This is why New Year's Eve, we talk about this a lot, because people are drunk, they're outside, enjoying the weather or enjoying the festivities, and unfortunately with alcohol, people looking confused, you might think your buddy's drunk when they're really hypothermic. Now, you don't use hot water. Hot water can cause burns. So what we do is we use warm water to try to perfuse and try to warm up. We'll do like warm packs underneath the arm, in the groin area, and which is why, you know, to prevent frostbite and to prevent hypothermia, you got to keep warm. You have to have multiple layers of clothing. Do not let clothes get wet. So with frostbite, you know, people think, well, gosh, you know, how can I tell? You know, if my toes aren't black, I don't have frostbite. Not true. Your skin, like I said, might start turning white, pale yellow, and you don't know how much damage, how much necrosis could have possibly happened. It might start to itch, sting, burn, might feel prickly. And those are just the early stages. So if your fingers start to feel prickly, gotta get them warmed up. You gotta get out of the cold. I know it's really hard because a lot of people don't have power. And then the intermediate stage, well, that's when the skin doesn't look very kind of turgery and glossy and plump and healthy looking. It starts to look hard, kind of a little waxy. Sometimes it might shine a little bit, but blisters might start to form. And it's because the skin, the layers were frozen, and then now it might start to thaw. So you might see blisters, you might see bleeding, the skin might be hard, and then the skin might start getting dark. And then when the skin is getting dark, it might start to look blue, might start to look black, and that could be because of cell death. So anytime we start seeing changes in the color of the skin, becomes hard. If you feel like you're numb or getting prickly, or you're starting to get a lot of pain, or you're starting to get blisters, those are all signs of frostbite. And so we need to rewarm the temperatures. We don't want you treated at home. Get yourself to, if you are at all experiencing frostbite, you got to get yourself to a medical center right away. Keep those questions coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is the money that is needed.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi speaking during her weekly press briefing. The California Democrat says a coronavirus stimulus bill is now in the House Budget Committee.
That will then go to the Rules Committee for us to vote on sometime at the end of next week is my hope.
The bill would then be sent to the Senate. The sweeping measure covers nearly $2 trillion in more spending and includes $1,400 checks to most Americans. A massive winter storm is wreaking havoc on the southern plains. The storm has caused power outages across Texas and a shortage of natural gas. In addition to the Lone Star State, just under 200,000 customers are without power in Mississippi. Winter weather has also left 120,000 in Louisiana without electricity. USA Radio News. Nearly 5,000 National Guard troops will remain in Washington, D.C. through March 12th. The Pentagon also working with relevant law enforcement agencies to determine what appropriate force presence looks like now that the threat landscape has changed in the weeks since Joe Biden's inauguration. Regarding any specific threats against Washington, D.C., Assistant Defense Secretary Robert Salas says...
At this time, I'm not aware of a threat that is out there, but that evolves all the time, Congressman. So we have to work closely with our federal law enforcement partners.
Twitter allowed at least two derogatory themes to trend with Rush Limbaugh after the radio titan's death on Wednesday. Under Rush Limbaugh on the website's list of trending topics in the afternoon, Limbaugh was trending along with Good Riddance and Rotten Hell. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So former Senator Bob Dole announced today on Twitter that he has stage 4 lung cancer. He is currently 97 years old, and he said, "While I certainly have some hurdles ahead, I also know that I join millions of Americans who face significant health issues of their own." Now, this comes a day after Rush Limbaugh died yesterday at age 70 of advanced stage lung cancer. So lung cancer, we've spoken about, definitely has been a just a horrifying form of cancer, the number one cancer killer still, despite all the improvements we've made with smoking cessation. And now Bob Dole reveals that he has advanced stage. Stage four means it has metastasized. If you remember, he was the GOP nominee in 1996. He lost the election to incumbent Democrat Bill Clinton. And he is Republican, represented Kansas in the U.S. Senate from 1969 until 1996, did rise to the position of majority leader. He was also, a lot of people don't remember this, he was the vice presidential pick in 1976, but lost to Jimmy Carter. That was in the first post-Watergate election. And so he had... being 97 years old, he still stayed active in politics. He backed President Donald Trump, has been married to Elizabeth Dole since 1975. Now, Elizabeth Dole has served in the Nixon, Reagan, Bush administrations and has represented North Carolina in the U.S. Senate. So we don't really have too many other details, but stage four lung cancer, unfortunately, is... pretty debilitating, and the prognosis is less than 5% for 5-year survival. So, you know, we hope that he could be treated, but keep in mind, I mean, that Jimmy Carter had stage 4 malignant melanoma, and with, I believe, monoclonal antibody treatments, he was able to go into remission. So we've been able to do wonders when it comes to cancer in older individuals with stage 4. It's miracles, but we'll keep you guys posted on that. Demi Lovato had revealed that when she had her overdose, she suffered 3 strokes and a heart attack, has still persistent brain damage from her overdose, and isn't allowed to drive because of her vision issues. Now, all this came to light yesterday because she has an upcoming documentary that they have been promoting, Demi Lovato Dancing with the Devil. And the performer, I think Grammy nominated, and I think she's a fantastic singer. I don't know if you guys remember her from the Barney days. She was cute. She wore glasses, but, you know, kind of took a seat behind Selena Gomez, who was, you know, younger and cuter and all that. And Demi Lovato was in show business ever since she could, I think, walk, and very, very talented. I think her voice is incredible. Unfortunately, back in 2018, she overdosed. Now, the original reports was it was heroin at her house. Then we were told a couple weeks later that she had taken oxycodone that was laced with fentanyl. Now, fentanyl is a narcotic that's 50 times more powerful than heroin, 100 times more potent than morphine. And fentanyl has been one of the biggest culprits in many of these overdose deaths. Now, she was only 25 years old at the time. She's currently 27. And she nearly died. Fortunately, somebody at her house, who I guess it was very aware and, you know, educated on those who, you know, unfortunately mess around with opioids, need to have Narcan or Naloxone, which is an antidote. So one of her friends had actually given her Narcan. According to TMZ, she was still obtunded, or she was still unconscious 20 minutes later when the paramedics came. So my guess is they gave her another round. And, you know, people think, well, gosh, you know, with Narcan, one shot should do it. No. Depending on how much opioid is saturating your brain receptors, and which could unfortunately cause respiratory depression. Excuse me, also cause lack of oxygen, as in Demi Lovato's case. One Narcan might not work. That might not be enough. When we had emergency medicine physician Chris Johnson on the show, he had said that many times, you know, after the Naloxone works or the Narcan works, they keep them and they observe them, which is something we did, you know, in the ER as well, because many times they need a continued dose. They go back and relapse because the Narcan competes with the opioid, but it could only do it for so long. And if you have more opioids in your system, that can then come back as another wave to saturate your receptors. So in Demi Lovato's case, for her to have had 3 strokes and a heart attack after her overdose, that means she lost blood flow to the brain and she lost blood flow to the heart. She had said that her doctors told her she only had another 5 or 10 minutes until she would have died. So hypoxic injuries or anoxic. Hypoxic is low oxygen. Anoxic is no oxygen. When somebody is unconscious with a lack of oxygen to the brain because of the respiratory depression, because the brain isn't working well because of the narcotic supersaturation of the receptors, that some people can't come back. She's had to undergo a lot of rehab, and because she still has vision issues, she can't drive. We spoke about how, this was a while back, how 15% of people that do have an overdose that survive it will die within a year. 15%, either because they go back to drugs or because of the injuries that they sustained. So on a Television Critics Association tour, Lovato said, "I was left with brain damage, and I still deal with the effects of that today. I don't drive a car because there are blind spots in my vision. I also, for a long time, had a real hard time reading. I feel like," she said, "I feel like they kind of are still there to remind me of what could happen if I ever go to that dark place again." She said, "I'm grateful for those reminders, but also I'm grateful that I was someone who didn't have to do a lot of rehabbing. The rehabbing came on the emotional side and therapeutic side internally." She said, "I did a lot of work after that, just not physically." So naloxone or Narcan is 93% effective in reversing opioid overdoses. Very effective considering. And so it competes for the mu, kappa, and gamma receptors in the brain that the opioids are taking over. But, as I said, you know, sometimes you need to give repeated doses. Now, a study out of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston looked at 12,000 dosages of naloxone that were given by emergency medical services over the period of July 1, 2013 and December 31, 2015, and they found that 93.5% of people survived their overdose. But 1 year after the study, only 84.3% of those recipients were still alive. But this is even more interesting. 35% of those people who died, died from an overdose. So then why did 65% die? Could be from the damage. So we know that those who receive naloxone and have an opioid overdose death shouldn't just be discharged from the ER saying, "See you next time." They need to get in with a primary care doctor. They might need to get in with a cardiologist, a neurologist, because deaths could occur not only from another overdose, you know, which needs to also be addressed in rehab, but from a non-overdose or drug-related instance. So, strokes. Strokes occur when the brain does not get proper oxygen and blood. You could have an ischemic stroke. You could have a hemorrhagic stroke. We've spoken about this, so I'm sorry if this sounds redundant, but ischemic strokes is the most common type of stroke. 80% of strokes is where you get a clot or something preventing blood flow to part of the brain. It's kind of like a heart attack of the brain. Hemorrhagic strokes are less common. We might see these with people who overdose on speed and meth because it could cause a bleed to the brain. When you have a bleed to the brain, blood obviously isn't getting to the brain tissue. Blood is going around the tissue. So bleeds could happen from aneurysms, high blood pressure, but also drugs. So signs of a stroke is weakness on one side of the body, a loss of balance, numbness on one side of the body, slurred speech, vision issues, headache, facial droop. You could ask somebody to stick out their tongue. If their tongue aims to one side of the body, deviating, that could be a sign of a stroke. So if you have a clot, we'll treat it with TPA, tissue plasminogen activator, aspirin. We'll try to break up the clot. For a bleeding stroke, hemorrhagic stroke, we try to control the bleeding. But unfortunately with stroke, you got to look for fast signs, face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and T in fast. Time to call 911. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right, guys.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Janine wants to know what happened to the flu. And you, remember, we were supposed to have a twin-demic. And so many experts are still debating that, because flu season goes from November until May, June. And this has probably been one of the lightest flu seasons I have seen in my career. And I told you I have some theories on that. But the CDC is reporting that flu activity in the U.S. remains lower than usual for this time of year. Since October 1, 2020, or the start of flu season, there have been 165 laboratory-confirmed flu hospitalizations in the U.S. That is the lowest rate since data collection began in 2005. 165 laboratory-confirmed flu-related hospitalizations. And I know some people are saying, yeah, but they aren't testing in the hospital. They actually are. I've spoken to internists and internal medicine doctors, and in the hospital, when they do have people come in for COVID-related illness, they are swabbing for flu. I mean, mind you, we have a glut of flu tests. It's not a money thing. They could test for flu, and there are people simultaneously testing positive. 165 laboratory-confirmed flu hospitalizations in the whole entire U.S., that means the flu cases are low. I think that they're still out there, and I think maybe it's a milder flu, and I think it is underdiagnosed. But in hospital settings, if they test, they could get data. But, yeah, we don't know how many hospitals are very diligent on flu testing, but I'm under the impression the majority of them are. So why did influenza take a back seat? Well, according to some experts, they say the same phenomenon was found in the southern hemisphere during the winter there. Remember, we watch what happens in Australia and in the southern hemisphere to figure out what's going to happen with our flu season. So this summer, all eyes are going to be on Australia. Well, to be honest, this month we need to decide which flu strain we're going to be making our flu vaccine out of. The time is now to figure that out. And so they take a guess. And then we watch and see what happens in Australia, and we hope the vaccine we chose and we manufactured over the summer works. So we saw that it was minuscule, the number of flu, or the impact flu had, and the type of flu season, because of the sheltering, social distancing, they said, frequent hand washing, avoiding indoor crowds, and school closures, they said, also played a role. They said kids transmit the influenza virus better than they do COVID. That's according to Dr. Abasola Alulade, a family medicine physician in California. So that's pleasing on one end, but that's very frustrating for me on the other, because we can't live like this long term. I mean, people are rejoicing that we didn't have a deadly flu season. I'm happy about that, too. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But at what cost? So does that mean each year, to avoid flu, we're going to have to shelter, lock down, keep kids out of school? You know, I'm very, very nervous about our approach to the flu or to COVID, because next fall somebody could say, oh, it's flu, let's close down again. So the family doctor said the impact mitigation measures had on the decrease in flu cases raises a question if face masks while in public may remain in place once the pandemic ends. But like we saw in Asia and in China, many of the Asian countries, people still kept their masks. People kept wearing masks. So masks, unfortunately, you know, I think are going to be here to stay for a while. Fortunate for those who want that barrier protection. Unfortunate for people who have been just waiting to rip them off and being able to breathe. I was trying to see a patient yesterday, and for some reason the glasses kept fogging. And since I couldn't move my glasses too much, I moved my mask a little bit. That's not how these masks work. The masks have to be very, very snugly fitting, and you don't sit there and touch them all the time. So is flu and COVID competing? Yeah. I think if a cell has COVID, it might cause some protection against the flu. I mean, there's an argument. It's something I'm working on. There's a piece I'm working on that did COVID, you know, save some people's lives by competing and not allowing flu to take over. Now, I also believe a lot of people did get the flu shot. I think flu vaccine enthusiasm was a little bit more, you know, higher this year than last. But we still have people that don't get the flu shot. In fact, a lot of people didn't want to leave their home. So Dr. Legome, Eric Legome, Chair of Emergency Medicine at Mount Sinai West and Mount Sinai Morningside, said there was also a decrease in common respiratory illnesses. Personally, I saw less bronchitises. I saw less asthma exacerbations. They say it's hard to predict what will happen with flu and seasonal viruses next year. The current intervention, such as masking, may be necessary for a prolonged time. This may serve to prolong the reduction of respiratory disease. So the strength of the flu virus next year is going to come down to a matter of probabilities. And if there's going to be a mutant, you know, if there's going to be, if the flu learned how to be stronger than COVID, then we're going to see it come back again. But if COVID is still going to persist next year, or with vaccination, COVID might not be as active, I wouldn't be surprised if we see more flu next year. But a big thing, and I've said this, is people have been using telemedicine and telehealth. When they call up saying, I have flu-like symptoms, I tell them, look, I'd like you to still get tested. I'd like to know if this is flu or COVID. Can you go get tested? In fact, I had urged that places that test for COVID, can they also test for flu at the same time? Some did. Some started to, but not all of them. Well, the average person calling telemedicine with mild symptoms are doing so because they don't want to go in anywhere. And so if we say, look, this might be flu, go get checked, many of them are probably not. So they, rather than going to the doctor, I mean, when people would come into my clinic with possible flu, all right, they get tested. But if they're using telemedicine, we can't test them. So I think also numbers are down because we're just taking care of people over the phone and we're not testing. But an answer to that, or a defense of that sort of theory, would be, well, if somebody was hospitalized, if somebody really needed hospitalization, they would show up at the hospital. So severe flu, we would probably be able to tally because they'd show up at the hospital. Mild flu, these people would stay at home. So I think we've had more flu cases than we thought, but just not to the degree that we've seen in other places. So thank God we did not want a twindemic. I am very excited about that and ecstatic about that. But, you know, unfortunately, it means we can't let our guards down. So when we come back the next hour, we're going to be talking about how double masking, some double masks, are not recommended. We're also going to be talking about how apparently millions of N95 masks that are fake resemble those made by Minnesota-based company 3M. And so federal officials have had to seize fake masks. And you know, here's the thing. We are at a unfortunate, very vulnerable time for fraud. We are vulnerable in terms of fake vaccines, in terms of, you know, fake PPE. They say right now with Texas and everything going on with the storms and back east, very, very unfortunately vulnerable to hackers or other sort of attacks. We're in a vulnerable time, you know, and I don't want to be negative about that, but, you know, we just have to be aware that just because there's a pandemic, there's people out there that are betting on our vulnerabilities and misery. And so be very careful. Masks are expensive. And some people may think, oh, wow, I could get an N95 mask cheap. No, they're not cheap. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen.
Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.